So, 9.5 Cat Chat, it is a Tuesday night, it's taking the best part 3 up here in SF, Arcanus, Teresis, Hailstorm, and we're privileged to be joined by the lovely Jill of Huntress Band. You know, second single is out today, album's out next month. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to chat with us.
Oh, of course, thanks for having me on air, this is really exciting for us.
No problem, and yeah, so you guys, Bearish actually probably get to, you see you guys coming around, because you also have the Dragon Force tour, and also going to be headlining, of course. Big show we always look forward to, now every 2 years instead of every year, Tidal Wave, happening over at McLaren Park in San Francisco. So, yeah, so really, you guys have actually only started out just a few years ago, so.
Yeah, it was actually in 2010, so
yeah.
It's been about 2 years, and the last few months have been overwhelming and magical, and it's just been a whirlwind. We're really excited to play Tidal Wave and to be headlining it.
Yeah, definitely.
With just our album will crack May 8th here in the States, so we're just, you know, bewildered and honored.
Yeah, so I've heard you guys' music, you know, you've paired to Arcano, who's on the bill tonight, like Unleash the Archers, you know, a lot of really amazing, you know, death metal, power metal, even like this prog band. So you guys are really kind of attracting like listeners from all audiences. How would you like to describe it to people who haven't really been able to get more than just the two singles out?
Well, most of all for us, there's sound check, and there we go. The most important thing for Huntress is to stay true to the roots of heavy metal. For us is the most important. We've been described as melodic thrash death. So, you know, I think for anyone that loves heavy metal, this is a really, you know, genuine album coming from the standpoint of we stay true to those roots and staying authentic and also with the modern sensibility. That's where you'll hear the uniqueness too, is that we're current. We don't want to be a throwback band.
Right.
But we do have a lot of love for New Album and for us, we all have, you know, very different backgrounds, but it's cohesive and it works. For example, my favorite genre of metal is black metal.
Right.
So you'll hear some of that sprinkled in. Blake Neal, the lead guitarist, is also hooked on Dissection. So, and then we also, of course, get compared often to Merciful Fate, King Diamond.
Right.
And you know, it's most importantly, it has to be something that we love, you know. And we made this record for us, and we're happy that it's getting such a good reaction, and the reviews have really been killer. And we didn't really expect that to happen because we're locked in, you know, our little rehearsal space and living out of our van and just doing what we love. And then for it to have, Hailstorm, for it to have such a fun, you know, these guys are so funny. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Also, just jump ahead here. Hailstorm and Huntress have been partying nonstop since we first arrived. Within minutes, you guys are drinking out of our van. Here comes Danny from Hailstorm.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. It's always fun. The Pirates. I'm going to miss you, dudes. This is our actually second to last show tonight, Danny.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys are so screwed tomorrow. We don't know what we're doing yet, but we're doing something to really embarrass you. it's on.
I'm done with that.
Okay, good.
Well, that now leads to the curious question. So, any road stories that are radio from you guys? Huntress and Hailstorm, world colliding. Do we have any radio friendly stories?
It's just been a lot of back and forth fun between Hailstorm and Huntress. You know, we like to pull pranks on each other.
Yeah.
But most astoundingly, we really bonded with Arcona.
Yeah.
And them being from Russia and not speaking a lot of English, it's really been interesting, our progression. With friendship with them.
Yeah.
First of all, Masha Scream is so inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
Watching her on stage. This is our first national tour, so I am absorbing everything. You know, we're learning a lot.
Yeah.
Hailstorm and Teresa's and Arcona, we've all become a bit of a family.
Yeah.
And it's really been a great experience for us for his national tour.
Yeah. Yes. So you guys haven't caught Arcano yet. Lando, she's so quiet and so like reserved when you meet her in person, and then you get her on stage and it's like, wow.
She's a beast.
Yeah.
And you can see her eat, devour a plate of chicken wings.
Wow.
It's unlike anything. She's a beast of a woman and very powerful and very magical.
Yeah.
You know, and we've kind of bonded over my dog. I have a chihuahua on tour named Party Time.
Nice.
So she and I like to kind of hang out afterwards and have a beer in the dressing room and hang out with the chihuahua. So,
yeah,
it's kind of fun. She's become, you know, a friend without language. We don't really speak to each other. We just kind of smile a lot and pat each other on the back. Good soul. Good soul.
Yeah. So, since we're on the topic of other bands, something that we're all curious to know, what are some bands that, you know, you guys, you know what's from the scene down you have in SoCal, or that you're friends with, or that you think that our listeners might not have checked out yet, that you would recommend, you know, they go track down, go buy the album, go see live if they get the chance?
Right now, I'm just trying to spread the word about our friends, Dreaming Dead. They're actually playing right before us on Tidal Wave. Dreaming Dead is fronted by Elizabeth Shaw. She is a demon. She's just insane. She writes all the music.
Yeah.
She reminds me a lot of Chuck from Death, you know. She has the same type of vocal quality, and she shreds guitar.
Yeah.
So it's a three-piece. So she's shredding everything on the guitar, and, you know, gorgeous to boot.
Yeah.
She's just, again, a woman that I find inspiring. I don't find many in the scene, and I don't encourage women to try to be in metal, because typically they don't bring it.
Right.
Elizabeth brings it hard with Dreaming Dead, and I think everyone should check her out. Like I said, they're playing the same day with us on Tidal Wave.
Yeah. So, of course, getting Tidal Wave, and you guys also have the Dragon Force tour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What other plans do you guys have along with the album release for 2012?
After we finish up with Dragon Force, we then head right over to Europe to do Metal Fest open airs.
Nice.
And we're going to be playing with Alestorm, at least on one of those dates, but we're going to be doing the run with Megadeth and Creator.
Nice.
So for us, again, we're just in awe and so ready to go and just sway Europe.
Nice.
Yeah.
I almost kind of at that, so
okay.
Any other final words do you have out there for Bear Metalhead?
Sure. I just want to say thanks to all of our fans and friends and everyone who has faith in Huntress after hearing only one song, Eight of Swords.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible journey so far, and we won't let you down. We will always stay true to heavy metal.
That's very much. And guys, you heard us. We're going to be back on tour. If you can hop the pond, then we're going to go check out, you know, your festival season out in Europe, be sure to check out Huntress. Got the Facebook, got the Twitter, got the website. So just type in Huntress, and you guys are going to be the first thing to pop up. Thank you, Jill, for taking the time to chat with us this evening and chatting for the show.
Oh, we're stoked. We're going to melt your face off tonight. Look forward to that.
We're going to hold you to that.
Awesome.
Nice.